I'll admit it, I like Girl Scout cookies. On the other hand, moral decay is taking our country down. We need to fight against the propagation of all cesspool ideology, such as lesbian behavior and the destruction of human life. The Girl Scouts USA sent out a fact page for all the councils to post on their websites denying they promote abortion, promiscuity, the gay lesbian agenda. But if you look at the lineup of their speakers at their conventions and their board members, you would see a different picture. On today's broadcast, we talk with the founder of A Great Alternative, Patty Garaby. You will hear what the American Heritage Girls are doing and why it's important for our country to have other options. Welcome to Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis, your host. As a writer, speaker, and former legislator, we discuss limiting government, fiscal responsibility, and fair taxation. I'm a mother of seven and a wife of one for over three decades, so I bring you my personal experience. And now it's time for Homefront with Cynthia Davis. Welcome to Homefront. Today we have Patty Garaby. She's the National Executive Director for American Heritage Girls. Patty founded American Heritage Girls in 1995 and comes to us today to share her story. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you. It's so good to be with you.
Well, I understand that you actually served as a Girl Scout volunteer for over 12 years. And you received numerous recognitions for outstanding performance as a recruiter and troop leader. If you were so involved with the Girl Scouts, why did you feel a need to start another organization?
Well, that's a really good question, because certainly I was a busy mom, you know, with four kids and doing all the things that moms do to take good care of their kids. And certainly wasn't on my bucket list of things to do to start a new organization, nor was it something that we thought would ever grow to the magnitude that it is today. But it was one of those really, I would say, ecclesiastic kind of moments when you realize that the venerable organization for which you served and for which you were a member as a young girl had really departed ways with what I felt were important truths that I wanted my daughter to learn, and that was that God is important. And in 1993, when the Girl Scouts USA decided at their national convention that God's name could be asterisked or marginalized or replaced in the Girl Scout promise, I knew this foundational change would forever mark that once venerable institution. And I think if you go forward 20 years, you'll say, yes, we have seen a change in the Girl Scouts.
Yes, I know we have seen a change. I was a Girl Scout, and before then I was a Brownie. The Girl Scout organization was pretty much something all girls did, unless they didn't have any friends in Girl Scouts, but it was pervasive. The whole country was aware of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. The Girl Scout organization has enjoyed many years of credibility, high credibility.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's taught so many women, including myself, wonderful lessons on leadership, service, love of God, enjoyment of the outdoors, so many of those good things. And those very good things we have brought into the new program of American Heritage Girls.
One thing I enjoyed most was when they came to the Capitol and gave all the legislators who were former Girl Scouts a pin and had a little ceremony and wanted to honor us and remind us of the benefit of Girl Scouts. And of course, every year we would have Girl Scout cookies, which I think has really been the final claim to fame. In this year particularly, I've never had so many people putting on Facebook and social media all over and email going out saying there's not a good reason to buy Girl Scout cookies because they've become more open to promoting lesbian types of behaviors and encouraging that as an alternative lifestyle and even making it something normal and acceptable. And as a mother of three girls myself, I certainly don't think that should even be a part of it. You're talking about girls who should be pre-puberty, many of them, and afterwards they shouldn't be into so much. It really should not even be a factor until they're adults. Can you explain that one?
Well, I think what is really important for your listeners to know is that Girl Scouts today tout itself as a secular organization. And when you're a secular organization, but yet you still are in the business of character development, my antenna goes up to say, well, what are the values based upon for character development if you're secular? Is it today's social mores, or is it something from the higher being, such as American Heritage Girls is biblically based and uses the Bible as the moral compass for the confusing social issues of today? So in our situation, rather than seeing what the cultural winds of today are saying, and they are saying that homosexuality is okay, whereas the Bible says, you know, it is something that we need to guard against. So for American Heritage Girls, the character development program is based on a biblical worldview which has a strong moral compass of right and wrong.
And whether you subscribe to feminism or not, we can all agree that it has affected our culture. It's not that we need to focus on it, but we can't ignore that there's a lot of confusion today over what is a boy and what is a girl, what is a man, what is a woman, what are their roles. And as the lines seem to be coming more and more blurred as our society seeks gender neutrality, we've somewhat neutered everybody. And here we are today trying to, as much as our culture tries to minimize differences, girls still like putting on makeup and getting manicures, and boys still like playing in mud and doing dangerous jobs. Some of these gender inequality statements that have come out of the White House, where they have claimed women make less money than men, they're not factoring in that women are doing jobs that are not as risky as men. There always will be better pay if you want to climb electrical poles and if you want to swing from wires or paint the sides of 100-story buildings, wash windows from the 40th floor. Those kind of jobs are dominated by men. And there are some differences. So what is the main difference? What is the character component you're teaching the American Heritage girls?
Well, for us, we teach the girls that they have incredible power and influence. And it's not because of girl power or feminism. It is because of the power that is innate in every child of God. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that creates an identity for each girl that is in the Maker's image. You can't get much better than that. And when a girl comes to that realization, and it's not just a bunch of babble and talk, but actually adult mentors training up these young ladies to say, look at who you are made in the image of, and look at those unique beautiful features that God has given you and the design on your life that He has, it becomes an entire paradigm shift. The girls quit starting to decide, how do I look compared to that fashion model? Or am I choosing a vocation that is a male-dominated one so that I can really succeed? Rather, what does God want me to do with this life to glorify Him? And in that is incredible power.
That's really helpful. And if people listening to our show today have girls and they would like to encourage them to participate in your organization, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way for people all over the country is to simply go to the website, American Heritage Girls, or ahgonline.org. A Google search of American Heritage Girls will bring us right up. And there you can see all of our principals, our program emphases, where local troops are in your area, or if you would like to leave a legacy in your community by starting a very transformational experience for girls. It also shares how to start a troop in your area. We use churches and private schools as our charter partners. They provide the facility, the guidance, and the resource. And this is a wonderful outreach for every church and private school to try to breathe encouragement in today's, our nation's daughters, and to let them know that they are special and they have a true role in the society. You know, the left has often said that to get the kids, we can get the culture. You know, it is time for those with conservative values to realize, too, that to get the kids, we need to get the culture. And girls are amazing influencers. They're the mothers of tomorrow. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. It's vital that we start to change the minds and the hearts of our young ladies to know what's right and wrong, to understand the beautiful person that God has made them, and that femininity is a blessing, not a curse.
And if there's one piece of encouragement you could give to mothers today, as we're trying to raise girls in this confused generation, what would you admonish us to do?
I would admonish every mom to be on her knees and to ask for guidance in raising kids up. You know, teach these commandments to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or out for a walk at bedtime and the first thing in the morning, and tie them on your finger. Wear them on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost on your house. That's Deuteronomy 6:7-9, and that is so integral. Every choice we make for our kids is a factor of influence in their lives, and we are responsible for those choices. It makes it really difficult. Parenting's not for wimps. We'll all agree to that. But, you know, when we are intentional about the things that we put our kids in and the influences we allow them to have, that is when we can really help to mold, through the grace of God, an outstanding future citizen for our country and for our future.
Hi, friends. Do you like what you're hearing? Then go to my website. It's CynthiaDavis.net and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get all this information and more when you sign up for my email reminding you of when you'll hear another podcast and letting you know what's coming up next. Besides, we always have a little bit of humor at the end, so go to CynthiaDavis.net and stay in the loop. For those of you who don't like email, go to my Facebook page. It's called Homefront with Cynthia Davis. And make sure you click the like button. That way, you'll have a convenient way to see what we're doing and to get the word when another podcast is released. That's Homefront with Cynthia Davis on Facebook. My website is CynthiaDavis.net. That's where we keep all our good stuff. So if you want to get our newsletter and find more podcasts, go to CynthiaDavis.net. Hey, let's stay in touch. I had a constituent call me one time with a tragic story of her daughter who had been absorbed by the culture, got very confused, became a lesbian actually, and because of a coach in high school, and ended up committing suicide and over her unhappiness. And there is a lot of unhappiness in the world today. I believe even those who have had surgeries and taken hormonal treatments to change their gender identity, they're still on a chromosomal level. They still are either male or female. The Bible says God made people male and female. And I love that you understand this and you're not being swept into the culture, but can you tell us one positive story of where American Heritage Girls has made a difference?
Oh, I would love to. There are so many. But let me just share one story. In San Antonio, we have our highest award is the Stars and Stripes Award. It's much like what people may know, the Eagle Scout Award for the Boy Scouts. And through the time, for a young woman to be an American Heritage Girl, although girls can join at any time, but when they've been in for a while, you start to see a transformation occurring in the girl. They start to believe that they have influence and power to do good things in their community. And they start to realize where their passions lie. And this helps to prepare them for their vocation in the future. And this young girl named Hannah Paterka, for many years, she's a homeschool girl, has a large family of 11 siblings. But every Saturday, this amazing family found time to serve at the local food bank in San Antonio. She realized as a young girl that it took a very, very long time for her family and the many other volunteers to empty a semi-truck full of canned goods and fresh vegetables. By the time they had this thing unloaded, this semi-unloaded, it took so much time, many of those fresh vegetables were spoiled. And so she realized when it was time for her to think about what would be the passion, what would be the social ill that she would like to help solve, so to speak, for her Stars and Stripes project, she realized that a loading dock where a pallet lifter could be used to get stuff out of that semi much quicker would actually bring food quicker to the needy in San Antonio. And do you know that she and a corps of many other volunteers built a loading dock? To this day is still being used to help feed the hungry in San Antonio, Texas.
Wow. When I was at one of the legislators' conferences, we had this project where they were trying to show that women can build houses too, and so they handed us screw guns and hammer, all kinds of power tools, and took pictures of us screwing pieces of wood together. But it really was a farce, because not only did I not know what I was doing, but after the photographers left, the gig was up. It was, I don't know how, I wouldn't want to live in a house that was built by a bunch of amateur women legislators. And there's a point where you need to operate within your skill set. And
right.
It's funny today to me to reflect on how we try to play these charades to prove points, and yet actions speak louder than words. Doing something that makes sense and is intelligent and cogent is going to, we need to back up and ask, how are we going to make the world a better place, and then answer the right question. So, I applaud you for what you're doing. Are there any other projects you're working on next, or where do you see American Heritage Girls headed?
It has incredible momentum right now at American Heritage Girls. We have had a 42% growth rate for the past 3 years. We have 780 troops across the United States, which is over 35,000 members in 48 states and 6 international countries. Girls can actually earn over 240 badges, and that's where their understanding of life skills and where their vocations may be. And last year alone, AHG Girls gave over 350,000 hours of service to their communities. This is an impactful organization. And now that we are becoming more and more well-known, there are many denominations of churches interested in utilizing the American Heritage Girl program to basically accomplish the vision they have for their church. And most recently, last week in St. Louis, I was there to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And this is a very important historical event for American Heritage Girls and for the LCMS Church, in that they are recommending American Heritage Girls to all of their churches across the country, and American Heritage Girls is gleeful and enjoying the fact that we are aligned to glorify Christ and to bring girls into communion with their faith and to come alongside the church to say this program can be used by you to allow for a formation of faith as well as to create a woman of integrity. Our mission is to build women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country. And the American Heritage Girl Oath, in contrary to what the Girl Scout promised, remember how they put an asterisk by God's name, reads this way: I promise to love God, cherish my family, honor my country, and serve in my community. This is what American Heritage Girls is all about, and we are prayerful that through our work and the girls' work and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that truly we can impact our nation for good.
Well, I know you don't sell Girl Scout cookies, but let me say, there are few delights in life finer than Thin Mints, especially when you put them in your freezer. Is there any possibility that you could listen to the public pressure upon us and sell cookies so we can have some alternative to those who don't want to support the abortion industry and the propagation of that philosophy?
Well, perhaps. I mean, right now what we are really determined to do is for people to look upon American Heritage Girls as those girls who love to serve others.
And I appreciate that, but there's some people who just want to eat cookies.
And we also have always been wanting to be known for our program, not our product.
Okay.
However, Cynthia, with that in mind, you never know where God might lead. And we don't know if he has a cookie future for us or not. But we truly do support, appreciate the support of your listeners. If they would like to help us out, right on that website, there's a place to donate and to help us continue this good work. We do not accept government money. We do not accept United Way money. We are privately funded to do this work in his name.
And give us that website one more time.
Absolutely. It's ahgonline.org, or simply type in American Heritage Girls in your Google search and you will find us.
That's a good plan. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for being with us today. I hope this is an inspiration to every young lady across America that we don't have to take the garbage being shoved into our heads by a society that doesn't understand the correct principles. You are giving us a great alternative, and I thank you for being with us today.
And I thank you. Have a great day.
This has been another edition of Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis and hope you enjoyed our program. Please join us next week when we offer another infusion of truth, honesty, and solutions that will grow people bigger and shrink government smaller. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.
That keeps